Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, first of all, allow me to, on behalf of the delegation of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, to congratulate Your Excellent, Her Excellency José Graziano da Silva for Your Excellent leadership and achievement that FAO has contributed to its member during your term. The Vietnam delegation would also like to congratulate Dr. Quang Duyung to be elected as new FAO Director General. I strongly believe that under your leadership, FAO will be more proactive to tackle global issues on food and agriculture in the context of climate change, continue efforts in reforming FAO system, and enhancing the South-South cooperation. The Vietnam delegation also welcome FAO report on migration, agriculture, rural development, and we look forward to further cooperation on this matter. Excellencies, distinguished delegate, agriculture development and ensuring food and nutrition security provide the viable basis for sustainable social, economic, and development in every country. In this connection, the Sustainable Development Goal for 2030 have been identified as key priority in our new Sustainable Development Agenda. At present, Vietnam agriculture is facing many challenges. These include the smallholder scale, the low competitiveness due to low productivity, post-harvest loss and food waste, insufficient investment and severe impact caused by extreme weather intensified by climate change. In June 2013, the government of Vietnam has launched the restructuring program on agricultural sector for the period 2011 and 2020, aiming toward more added value, sustainable development, and green growth. Jointly with FAO, country office in Vietnam, we developed the country programming framework, CPF, for the period 2007-2020, first, with four priority areas: increase food security and nutrition to take on hunger, malnutrition, and food safety concerns; sustainable development of agriculture sector, contributing to the national green growth; and other strategy on improved natural resources management and environment protection; new rural development and sustainable poverty reduction; and enhancing resilience of communities to disaster and threats. Excellencies, distinguished delegate, it is obvious that in the changing climate and urbanization context, poverty cannot be eradicated without strengthening the resilience of agriculture-dependent livelihoods, especially of smallholder farmers, fisher folk, pastoralists, and community foresters. Thus, we need to continue strengthening the resilience of our food system and to adapt to the so-called new normal for extreme weather, helping farmers, especially poor smallholders, adjust their production system and practices to meet the new challenging conditions. This requires much better access to appropriate technologies, knowledge, markets, etc. In this regard, we'd like to propose four priorities for FAO in the coming years. Firstly, continue supporting countries to implement CPF, focusing on improving engagement and benefits of smallholding farmers into agricultural value chains, improving food safety and nutrition for the poor and rural community development. developing scenarios for future food and agriculture transformation, accelerate support and to bring the best global practices for institutional and capacity building for relevant stakeholders in risk-based food control system and the food safety standards, while helping to promote market access and agriculture trade. As partner, FAO to assist the member countries to mobilize and access financial resources such as climate facilities, GOF, and other sources. Last but not least, given the importance of addressing disaster and climate change, risk of agriculture to achieve zero hunger goal, poverty reduction, and sustainable agriculture transformation, FAO has a significant role for effective implementation of the 2030 Agenda, including the Paris Agreement, the Sendai Framework, and the Sustainable Development Goals. Let me reiterate a message from the Hanoi Conference in March 2018 that the agriculture sector is in a unique position to move forward the implementation of these global frameworks, providing firm foundation for zero hunger and sustainable development. Distinguished delegate, despite the budget constraints while dealing with global challenges like disease outbreaks, natural disasters, we believe that FAO needs to accelerate its effort in reforming and renovating for better effectiveness of its network among FAO country representation, FAO Regional Asia Pacific, and FAO headquarters, meeting the needs of all members and the international community. It is also necessary to avoid overlaps with other reform processes in other UN agencies while making full use of FAO's comparative advantages. With a proactive role and well-known expertise, we strongly believe that FAO will be steady on its road to reform, further strengthen its position as leading technical role in worldwide food and agriculture activities. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of Vietnamese government to thank the FAO, especially Her Excellency Jose Graziano da Silva, FAO Director General, FAO staff and experts for their invaluable technical support through TCP and global programs to our country over the past years. Our sincere thanks also go to other international organizations and the donor community who have supported and extended precious assistance to Vietnam's agriculture and rural development. Thank you very much for your attention.